It's a home game for the Bryan Vikings. They continue District 14 6A tonight. We're talking with Ross Rogers, head coach of the Vikings. And, Coach, it's been a little while since we've been back here at Merrill Green Stadium, played the Thursday night game against Consolidated. It's been, I think, 22 days.
Yeah, you know, schedules fall that way and then have an open date. And so it's always, you know, we feel like we've played some really good games here, and we're glad to be back. And, you know, our student body's been very supportive, and so we're going to hope to get back on the right track. This is a team that's struggling just like we are, and so it's time for us to pull it together.
Langham Creek Lobos coming to town for this contest. The second game for Bryan, and Langham Creek will be playing their third in district play. Let's go back to that loss last week. 40-0 was the loss to Tomball Memorial down at Tomball ISD Stadium. And Coach, I kept feeling all night your defense was so close to doing something good, and every time you were in that position, you had them in a third and long or a second and long, they figured out a way to convert. They did a tremendous job.
Yeah, you know, it's the defense is because maybe first or second down, you're playing it where you want to, and then your quarterback was very mobile. He was able to get away. Even when we put the heat on him, he was able to get away, spin out of some tackles, and then make great throws down the field. So, you know, he was a surprise start, and didn't know. We found out later he had moved over there and waiting his turn. His turn came, and he took advantage of it. So he and the tailback really had a great game, and they've got a good offensive line. Defensively, they had a lot of starters back, a lot of physicality, and certainly that's what we saw. We tried to dink and dunk the ball, get it away from them, kind of put the ball out wide, and we did with some success, but not near enough success with the way they could score. So another outstanding football team.
Yeah, Joseph Banjak was that quarterback, and you're right. When you go into a game like that and you've got the presumption you're going to have a 500-yard running back, obviously you're thinking about that guy, and you're looking at a guy that you've watched the first several games of the season playing the quarterback spot. All of a sudden you're out there and they're two different guys, and they're both really good. How does that affect you guys when you go out there, and how long can you make adjustments?
Well, I don't think you make a lot of adjustments. You know, of course, like you said, we knew they were going to run the ball and try to run the ball because they had a good running back that got bunged up, I guess, in the Cy Wood game. So they just came with their sophomore running back who's maybe as good as that one. You know, the difference is at the quarterback position, the young man that was a runner, he did run the ball quite a bit on power reads and things like that. He was, where I told you the year before, the guy was more finesse. He liked to stay behind the line of scrimmage and get the ball downfield. The young man that we were getting ready for would run the ball. So it's not like we was totally different. It's just that this young man is 6'3" and 200 pounds, and I don't know how fast he is. He looked pretty daggum fast, and his arm is really unbelievable. So, you know, I know they're thinking, well, man, if that guy had been the quarterback, they might be 2-0 in district instead of 1-1.
He was kind of a deceptive-looking guy the way he ran, too. I said he looked a little bow-legged to me, but some of the best runners I've ever seen were bow-legged runners, and this guy could move pretty quick for a guy who was running like that.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a special athlete, I can tell that. And with his arm and his mobility, you know, I'm sure there'll be – and, there's rumors that he's already had some offers in college after his sophomore year. So I know that he'll make that team better if he stays healthy the rest of the year.
You didn't get any points on the board in the game, but you did have a couple of drives. You had one in the first half and one in the second half, both of them that were promising looking. You got down to the 10-yard line at one point. Does that just add to the frustration, or do you find some of the positives out of what you accomplished to get to that point?
I think both. You know, you say, well, we did this and we did this. We moved the ball. Got, you know, Jalen made him miss a couple of times and got down there. Even Jose caught one of the now games and got a big first down on third down. So, you know, those are things that we've been working on. We did, of course, with their helter-skelter defensive front, we weren't able to pop the run inside, which we were hoping we could do to offset some of the rush, because the way they stunt and slant, it no rhyme, no reason, but usually you can catch them in a bad spot and you'll pop it for 10 or 15 yards. That's one thing we didn't get going. But I thought overall our offensive line as a unit, you know, we had to do a lot of zone blocking or down blocking, and they were able to put our hats on their hats. Sometimes they happened to slant in straight into the call. And, you know, you spend nights and hours looking to see if you think you can determine which way they're going, but you really can't. And what you've got to be able to do is get enough yards rushing and then hit some passes on them. And we had some guys open that either we got rushed at the wrong, you know, just couldn't step into our throw, or, you know, maybe run the wrong route. So it was frustrating that point. We certainly, you know, think about maybe we should kick a field goal and let Nico work on that. But you know, when the score's like that, you're trying to get points on touchdowns.
All right, Jalen Davis, though, you talked about him and the way he played and late in a game, and a game that's completely out of reach at that point. Here's a guy that's still running hard and doing some positive things. That's got to be one of the things you got out of it.
Yeah, he was having fun. He was still competing. And, you know, I think I talked with Richard. We had tended to have the ball in his hand three or four more times. It just didn't work out where he had come out of the game and we didn't. Because we give the receivers, if they feel like they're winded, if they've gone two plays in a row, we give them the ability to, you know, wave and switch out. So we had probably had three or four more touches. So in the same way going into this ball game, we've got to get him the ball as much as we can.
It's the kind of thing to me, it seems like, obviously you said Jalen was having fun, but it's also the kind of thing, it's the kind of leadership that you want from guys. Other guys look at that and say, hey, here's a guy still playing hard.
Yeah. And I challenged our kids, and we had two goal line stands when their first team was. I'm sure they may be not playing as hard, but they got down there two times inside our red zone. We stopped them. That was their first group still playing. So we could take away from that we didn't quit, and we kept playing. We challenged our guys that we're going to play a play at a time and just keep, you know, trying to make good things happen. And there'll be other games, but this game we're going to finish, and we're going to finish as hard as we can.
All right, that one's out of the way. Lobos will be coming in tonight. Langham Creek will be playing at Merrill Green Stadium tonight. Coach, talk about Langham Creek. They have had their struggles on offense, really had some struggles on both sides of the ball, but especially on the offensive side compared to what they've done in the past.
Yeah, you know, Todd Thompson's been there a long time. He's had some outstanding teams. They graduated an outstanding quarterback, went on to Kansas State last year, as well as some defensive people that were special. Now, they've got good-looking people on the field. They played a good schedule. They played a tough schedule, and, you know, they just have not come up with the offense much like we have the last 2 weeks. They were having the same struggles. So it's two teams that are looking to play better defense and trying to be better on offense.
Yeah, you did that, and even though they had the outstanding quarterback, that was you played them really tough down there last year. You get them at home this year. This seems like a pretty important game going in here. Can you take anything from last year's game with all the changes that you've had and what they've had?
You know, they don't change their defense much, so a lot of the things we did last year we'll continue to do this year. You know, certainly they use their athletes to break the ball in the secondary. They play a little deeper than some of the groups we've seen lately, and they just break on the ball real well and tackle. We just got to be able to consistently move the ball, come out and move the ball early, and move the chains. And, you know, Nico's leg last week was able to keep Memorial on their end of the field, other than maybe one time. He changed the field, flipped the field at least three times I know of. So they had to go a ways to move it. So, you know, we hope those same things happen. But we need to move the ball, and we need to make a big play and somehow get the ball in the end zone early and start living off of that and thriving off of it.
You talked about Nico's punt, but he had a couple of really big ones. But you really love it when a guy's playing deep, returning, getting set to return the ball, and still he has to turn and run back and can't catch up. But that's a pretty good punt.
Yeah, you know, and Nico has that type of leg, and he's one of those guys that goes to camps the last two or three summers working on his punting and his kicking. And so, you know, we see it in practice, and we've seen it from time to time in the game, and I hope this will give him confidence to do more. And then, of course, we did some rugby punts where we felt like the breeze was against us, and he had one really good punt like that, and then one kind of slipped off his foot, so right before half.
Yeah, he did. I already thought he did a good job just all the way around from that standpoint. I know you'd like to see him running the ball. You want to use his leg for something else, maybe running the ball and then setting up and throwing some of those passes in this game. But this is you mentioned you've had some struggles on the offensive side just as they have. Do you go down there and maybe you're looking at a 4th-and-2, you think maybe the field goal's a good way to go here?
Yeah, you know, earlier, you know, my dad gave me a rule years ago on your first drive, never kick a field goal. If you get down there, just try to score, and if you don't, you leave them deep in their end zone and see the thing come out. And I've pretty much used that all my career, but maybe I have to look at it a little closer if we're down there early.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you to change your dad's philosophy at this point, because if you think that's the better way to go, but it does seem important, and really with these last two games with Consol and with Tombo Memorial, falling behind early and playing catch up, it changes what you have to do. You have to approach the game a little bit differently.
Yeah, it does. And you know, last year we were the benefactor of a really, really good defense, so we felt like if we kept the ball down there on some of these field goal opportunities, then we'd get the ball right back in a good position. And we did a lot of times last year. It's not quite fallen that way this year. And, you know, the last two games, we played outstanding teams, and they've showed it to us. And certainly they're better teams than we are. And we've fallen behind a lot quicker than we anticipated going in.
Yeah, we can talk about moving the ball against them, but defensively, you pointed out you played really good defense last year, and there are enough guys out there with the ability that this defense can still be pretty good. They're struggling on the offensive side. How big is it? How important is it early in the game to establish what you can do defensively?
It is. It's, you know, we haven't been able to do that the last 2 weeks or two games, and so hopefully some of the adjustments made and some of the scheme change will allow us to get some stops early and get our offense on the field. You know, we got some young defensive linemen are playing. You know, Jacob Cadona, played pretty well the other night for us at nose tackle. He came in and made some pretty good plays. But we got some other sophomores. I thought that Nick Carraway looked pretty good, a big sophomore defensive end. I think Tanner Allen time showed up. We've got another young man, JT Workman, that's going to be playing, another sophomore. So we're going young on the defensive line, and we hope that these guys will just get better and better as the year goes on. And, you know, a linebacker, we've made a couple changes. We've had some injuries, so we'll have a little bit different look going in tonight as well.
Okay, looking at their numbers, there's not a whole lot of guys that are high on the offensive list, obviously, because they haven't put up big offensive numbers. Is there anything specific you need to worry about? Obviously, last year it was the running quarterback. Maybe not the case this year. What is going to be their approach? What do you have to deal with first?
It seems like it's been offense of the week. When I say that, we've seen two or three different defenses, so they've come in with that game plan for this defense or that game, or maybe it's they're trying to find what their quarterback's good at. So, you know, that's hard to say what we're going to see and what they're thinking right now.
All right, we'll find out, and that's the game coming up. It'll be the Lobos of Langham Creek taking on the Bryan Vikings, and it will be right here at Merrill Green Stadium. We'll return for the kickoff and more for that game in just a moment.